Welcome in. Today we're doing a future Jungle Amen Verilation session in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, using stock devices only. The vibe is classic jungle energy, but with a modern drum and bass finish, tight, punchy, a little aggressive, and controlled enough that you can actually drop it into a current DNB mix without it falling apart. The goal is two things at the same time. First, take one Amen break and create real variations, ghosts, retrigs, call and response, little edits that feel musical, not random. Second, build a drum mastering style bus chain that makes the whole break feel finished, glued, harmonically exciting, and peak controlled, without crushing the groove. All right, let's set the room up properly. Set your tempo somewhere from 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170, because it hits that classic jungle pocket. Now create a few tracks so we can work like a pro, and not paint ourselves into a corner. Make three audio tracks named Amen RAW, Amen Top, and Amen LOW. Make two return tracks, one called Para Smash and another called Para IR. Then make one more audio track called Drum Master. Here's the routing move that makes this a mastering-oriented workflow. On Amen Raw, Amen Top, and Amen LOW, set their outputs to Drum Master, not straight to the master. Then Drum Master goes to the master. What that does is let you shape layers individually, but still master the drums as one unit, like a printed drum stem. Now drop your Amen break onto Amen RAW. Open the clip view and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats, and for preserve choose transients. Then set envelope somewhere around 60 to 80%. Start at 70. That usually keeps the transient edge while still letting live retime things cleanly. Before you do anything fancy, set your clip gain so the raw break is peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. This is a big deal. If you start hot, every saturation and limiter decision later will be exaggerated, and you'll end up mastering with panic. Next, find a clean 4 or 8 bar section that loops well, and consolidate it. Command or Control J. Consolidating is underrated. It makes everything faster, especially once you start slicing and printing. Now we're going to split the Amen into two lanes for modern control. Duplicate the clip from Amen RAW onto Amen TOP and Amen LOW. The RAW track is basically your reference. You can mute it later, but keep it around so you can sanity check that you didn't lose the identity of the break. On Amen Low, we're managing weight and low-end translation. Drop an EQ8. Put a high-pass filter at about 25 to 30 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave. That's just cleanup. Then decide if your break is thin or boomy around the low end. A lot of breaks have a woofy hump around 90 to 130. If it's thin, you might do a gentle low shelf up, plus 2 to 4 dB. If it's boomy, do the opposite, minus 2 to minus 5. And if it feels boxy, add a small bell cut around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB with a medium Q around 1.2. Then add a glue compressor after the EQ. Gentle settings. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This isn't the smash, it's just making the low lane behave. Now on Amen TOP, we're managing snap, hats, and air. Put another EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 140 and 220 Hz. Steep again. Start at 180. This is one of the keys to a clean modern DNB low end. Your top lane is not allowed to carry the weight. If you want presence, add a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, wide Q. And if you want air, add a high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz, again small, 1 to 3 dB. Then add drum bus on the TOP lane. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch maybe 0 to 20%, and be careful, because too much crunch turns into fizzy sandpaper. Keep boom off, because your LOW lane is already doing that job. If the top is getting harsh, use damp, somewhere around 10 to 30%. Quick coaching note here, at this point, you should be able to mute LOW and hear mostly crack and hats, and mute TOP and hear mostly body and thud. If it doesn't behave like that, adjust your crossover points. That split is the foundation of everything that comes later. Now we need variations. There are two workflows, and you can choose based on how you like to work. Workflow A is the fast musical one, sliced MIDI. Right-click your Amen clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient. Leave the default slicing preset, that's fine. Live will generate a drum rack full of samplers, each holding a slice. This is where future jungle gets fun, because now you're basically playing the Amen like an instrument. You can reprogram the pattern, add retrigs, swap hits, and do ghost notes without fighting audio edits. Workflow B is the surgical one. Audio editing. You keep it as audio, you do micro rearrangements with clip start and end, fade handles to avoid clicks, and tiny warp nudges like 1 to 10 milliseconds. It can sound incredibly authentic, but it's slower for variation. For this session, I'm leaning Workflow A because it's quick and it still keeps the Amen identity. So let's program a practical plan. We're making in a pattern and a B pattern. Think in a 2-bar A and a 2-bar B, so you get an easy 4-bar phrase that already feels like an arrangement. For the A pattern, keep the iconic Amen phrase mostly intact. Don't over-edit right away. Then add one ghost snare. Take a snare-like slice, place it a 16th note before the main snare, and keep the velocity low. That little leading ghost is a huge part of Jungle Swing. Add one kick reinforcement too. Duplicate a kick slice on the end of beat 2, or just before beat 3, depending on your break. You're trying to create forward drive, not a new rhythm that fights the original. Now the B pattern is where we signal variation incoming. Add a 1/32 retrig on a hat slice or a snare tail. 2 or 4 hits is enough. If it turns into a machine gun, you've gone too far. Then add a micro fill at the end of the phrase. Swap the last snare with a different snare slice, or pitch 1 slice up by 2 to 5 semitones for lift. Pitch down by 2 to 7 for minus. Keep it tasteful. The goal is a recognizable break that evolves, not a chaotic edit pack. And here's the part people skip, but it's the difference between MIDI chopped and future jungle. Velocity. Main snares should live around 105 to 127. Ghost notes around 30 to 70. Hats around 40 to 90. Use your velocities like a mixer. It creates depth without EQ. Now let's add groove, because jungle without feel is just a loop. Open the groove pool. Load something like MPC 16 Swing 54 to 58. Apply it to your MIDI clip. Timing around 10 to 25%. Random maybe 0 to 5%. And only a touch of velocity influence, like 0 to 10%. If you want it. Modern DNB needs tightness. Jungle needs feel. Subtle is the win. When it feels right, commit the groove, or don't. But committing can make editing easier once you're sure. Now we're going to the mastering area, the drum master chain. This is where we take all those layers and make them hit like a finished drum stem. On drum master, start with EQ8. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz, steep. Then if there's mud, do a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB. If it's dull, tiny shelf up at 10 kHz, like plus 1 dB. Tiny. Think mastering moves, not mixing surgery. Next is glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds if you want more bite, or 10 milliseconds if you want to be safer with transients. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Turn soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction on the loudest hits. If you see it constantly clamping, you're flattening the groove. Then add saturator. Mode. Analog clip is a great starting point. Drive plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. But do this like an engineer. Match the output so bypass and active are the same loudness. If it only sounds better because it got louder, you're probably just overdriving and fooling yourself. Then add drum bus. This is optional but powerful. Drive somewhere from 0 to 10%. Transient plus 5 to plus 20, carefully. Too much and the Amen turns clicky and thin. Boom at 0 to 20% around 55 to 80 Hz, only if your LOW lane isn't already delivering enough weight. Damp to control brittle highs. Finally, a limiter for peak control. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Push the gain until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're shaving off 5 to 8 dB, you're not mastering, you're crushing. Back off and fix the dynamics earlier in the chain. A really useful teacher trick right here. Drop a utility at the end of drum master and use it as an output trim. Now you can A/B the whole chain with matched loudness. This is how you make decisions that translate outside your room. Another coaching option. If you feel like your transients disappear once you start compressing and saturating, try reordering the chain. Go EQ8, then drum bus lightly for transient shaping, then glue for 1 to 2 dB, then saturator lightly, then limiter. Attack first, density second. Now let's add that modern aggression with parallel returns, but controlled. On return A, para smash, build a smash chain. Blue compressor with ratio 4 to 1, attack super fast around 0.3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 seconds, and really compress it, 6 to 12 dB of reduction. Then saturator drive plus 4 to plus 10 dB, to taste. Then EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. This is critical. If you let low end into your parallel smash, your whole drum bus will pump in an ugly way and the limiter will freak out. Send more from Amen T.O.P. than Amen L.O.W. Start with T.O.P. at 15 to 25% and L.O.W. at 5 to 10. You want aggression in the mids and highs, not sub-chaos. On return B, para air, we're doing sparkle without harshness. EQ 8 first, high pass somewhere from 500 to 1000 HZ. Then a high shelf plus 3 to plus 6 dB at around 8 to 12k HZ. Then saturator in soft sign mode, drive plus 2 to plus 5 dB. That gives you sheen that feels finished, but doesn't turn into brittle cymbal needles. Quick pro level check, collapse the low lane to mono for translation. Put a utility on Amen LOW and set width to 0%. A lot of breaks have weird stereo rumble down there, and monoing it stops your bus processing from reacting unpredictably. Another fast diagnostic. Check phase between LOW and TOP. Put a utility on Amen TOP and briefly invert phase left and then right. If one setting suddenly hits harder, you've got alignment issues from slicing or warping. Don't EQ that problem. Nudge timing by a few milliseconds, with track delay or clip start, until the punch comes back. Now let's make it feel like a track, not a loop.